Hi everyone, I'm Maya Wa from YourCareerAndYou.com and I welcome you to Your Career and You Show, brought to you in association with NGCareers.com. Your Career and You Show is all about you and your career, helping you get that job of your dream and taking your career to the next level. And don't forget, all the actions is happening at YourCareerAndYou.com. So enjoy today's episode of Your Career and You Show. Hi everyone, it's a wonderful day to you over there. My name is Mayowa from YourCareerAndYou.com and I'm welcoming you to the first episode of Your Career and You Show, brought to you in association with NGCareers.com. In today's show, I would like to introduce myself a little bit. My name is Mayowa and I'm a graduate of computer science. I graduated some 5 years ago and I have a very interesting story when it comes to getting a job. I've always liked to try different things and even do things differently from other people, and that has been very, very helpful in getting a job of my dream. That will be another story for another day. But on today's episode of this show, I will be bringing to you 3 smart tips to help you get the job of your dream. You know, in today's economic situation and reality of limited numbers of job openings and difficulties in getting a job, you need to be smarter than the rest to help you have an edge and better placed than the rest to get a job fast and easily. And if your normal and usual method of applying for all jobs, scattering all your CV around and try to catch up with every job opening you can get around, if this approach is not working, then you need to try to do something differently and something very, very smart than what you have been doing before, and something that is different from everyone that is your direct competitor, everyone around you that is all also looking for the same job as well as you. And to work smartly and even search for a job smartly, in this episode and the 2 subsequent episodes to follow this, I will be showing you 3 smart tips to help you get the job of your dream. And number 1 tip here that I will be telling you about is knowing what you can do. Yes, you heard me right. It's simply knowing what you can do. The truth is that there are not all jobs you need to apply for. There are some jobs you need never even to apply for in the first instance. But probably, maybe you are thinking the more jobs you keep applying for, the more your better chance of getting a job. That might be right, but when you see it from another angle, that might even be wrong. Usually, you might think the more the job you apply for, the better for you to get a job. But the truth is that this approach is consuming your energy on what is not very important. And you think you are doing something with your time by searching for every job around and even applying for every job around, when in essence you are doing less and even doing what you need not to do in the first instance. And when you change your thinking towards not getting just a job, but that job that suits you and the job that is your dream job, then you will try to think differently from what you have been doing before and try to do things smartly. And when you forget about your scarcity mentality that have always held you towards applying for every other job, that when you keep applying for every other job, the chances of you getting a job is very, very high. But when you forget about that scarcity mentality, and you know inside of yourself that you can always get a job that you love, not just a job, then you will start to think towards the reality of only applying for the job that suits you and even the job that you will love. Because the fact is that not every job is the right job for you. So, this number one tips is all about knowing what you can do. And if you ask me, why do you need to know what you can do and why is this step or tip necessary towards getting you the job of your dream? And I will tell you that, number one, if you know what you can do, it will help you to get the right job for you. many times in the past you have been applying for all jobs around, and you have been submitting your CV and applying for every job that you can find around you. The truth is that not every of these jobs is what is suitable for you, and probably not all these jobs that you are even qualified for in the first instance. So if you know what exactly you can do, it will help you to nail down the right job that you need to apply for, and the right job that suits you and that you are even qualified for. And number two, knowing what you can do will help you to get the right job for you. I talked about that one before, and it helps you to save time and energy to search for the job you want and the job that really suits you and the job that really that you are really qualified for, rather than scattering your energy all around and wasting your time submitting your application to everywhere all around and applying for every job that you can see, in the hope that the more jobs you apply for, the more your chances of getting that job. And you know, if I should ask you, or you should ask me now, that how do you know what you can do? Sometimes it might be a very easy question for many, but for many it might not be all that easy to answer this exact question of what can you do. And to help you know what exactly you can do, here are three tips for you. Number one, what you study is a good eye-opener for you to know what exactly you can do. What am I talking about here? It's simply as this. Let me say, for example, you study accounting in school. You are a graduate of accountancy. What you study in school is really basically bookkeeping, keeping of accounts, auditing and stuff like that. If you can do this well and you can do it fine, then fine, this is what exactly you can do. And you know what? What you study in school is really your decision, your deciding factor to know what exactly you can do. It's as simple as that. For many, you just have to know what to study. If you study engineering and you know you are good with machines, then this is what exactly you can do. If you study computer science, you know you can repair hardware, you can repair system, you can design a website, you can program and stuff like that. That is exactly what you can do. And if you study agric, you know you can farm well. Probably there is even a market for your expertise. So this is exactly what you can do. Number two tips to know what you can do is what naturally comes to you. Sometimes it's not easy alone to say, okay, what you study in school will help you know what you can do. Many times, many people, even when they study something different, they are doing jobs that are different from what they study in school. For example, there are many people, they are bankers today, they are studying maybe political science, or even a computer science graduate, or even study languages and humanities and stuff like that. Many times you might not even have the passion for the course you study. That is one reality in this age of ours. And in this case, maybe you study accountancy and bookkeeping is not really your passion, and maybe probably you are not good at it, because you need to face reality and you need to be truthful to yourself, because this will help you a lot. If this won't help you know what you can do, then knowing what comes naturally to you will help you to know exactly what you can do. For example, if you can draw and drawing comes naturally to you, wouldn't you know that there are many people out there that needs your services? There are many firms, there are many companies that you can work for. Newspaper companies are there and stuff like that. Maybe what comes naturally to you is writing and stuff like that. Won't you know that you can be useful in maybe a media house, a TV station, a radio station, or a newspaper company and stuff like that? What comes naturally to you many times might be the deciding factor to know what exactly you can do. So look deep into yourself if what you study is not really helping you to know what exactly you can do. What comes naturally to you will help you to decide what you can do. And the number three tips here is your talent, your skills, and your abilities. It's all that similar to the second tips of what comes naturally to you. Just look deep inside of you apart from what you study in school, what skills do you have? Because many people are having skills that are even different from what they study in school. This is really what you need to put down as what you can do. So, after knowing what you can do, this is just the first step to get the job of your dream. And this is the first tips you need to follow, and you even need to decide on when you want to get a job fast and easily. So, this is your, it's now your turn. After saying all this, I want you to do something, because after each episode, I will not just be talking to you about anything. I will be giving you actionable tips, what you can do and what is required of you to do towards helping you attaining the goal of getting the job of your dream. So today's actionable tips and today's assignment for you will just be for you to take a pen and paper, write down the list of what exactly you can do. It might be pertaining to what you study in school, what comes naturally to you, your talent, your skills, what you are good at, and what comes to you naturally. Take it down. Anything you can think of, just write it down. And to make you accountable for yourself, and to even make you to even go through this and even do this, kindly leave your comments below this post, or even send me a mail at myowa@yourcareeranyou.com and send me your list. I'll be very happy to hear from you. This will really help you in getting the job of your dream. It's not all about searching for job around or submitting your CVs. Things have to be very different this time, and you need to be smarter than all the rest of graduates and everyone that is looking for job around you. This will be where I will draw the curtains of today's episode of Your Career and You Show. I hope you find this show very helpful. And don't forget, once again, this show is brought to you in association with ngcareers.com. So go there to ngcareers.com, go to their website and subscribe for job alerts and openings around you. This job alert will be sent to your email directly, and anytime they have a job that is specifically tailored towards what you can do. And don't forget about that. Not just subscribe for any alerts. Subscribe for the alert of what exactly you can do and the line of job that suits you. So till I come your way again next time, it's bye-bye from me. And remember, you can always get the job of your dream. It's all about thinking differently and even doing things smartly. So see you some other time. Bye-bye. Thanks for joining me on another episode of Your Career and You Show. I hope you find today's show helpful. If so, head straight to yourcareeranyou.com to download 2 free powerful books, After School What Next and The 80-20 Rules to Getting the Job of Your Dream. These 2 books are free, and all you need to download these 2 books is just give your name, email address and phone number at the form located at the sidebar of Your Career and You Show. And if you'd like me to show you how I got the job of my dream in just 2 weeks, head straight to yourcareeranyou.com/fast-job. Once again, yourcareeranyou.com/fast-job. And don't forget to visit ngcareers.com to subscribe for job alerts, job vacancies and openings around you. And don't forget to like us on Facebook and even join us on Twitter. And also, let me remind you that we are on BlackBerry podcast app and even on iTunes. So subscribe for this show right there. Till I come your way again next time, is Maya, your regular host on the show. Bye-bye.